Welcome to the Inspired Life Formula, Module 1, Exercise 3, Centered and Balanced. This third exercise involves paying attention to a few things about how your body stands and moves in space. And it doesn't take long at all, but it will make a huge difference in how you experience your surroundings and how you experience your body in those surroundings. If you're familiar with martial arts or yoga or other energy-based traditions, you're probably familiar with these terms, centered and balanced. And we're going to be making adjustments to the body so that we're ready and flexible in the present moment. And we're not reacting to projections from the past. We're not defending ourselves from any imagined dangers, but we're fully present. We're right now to what is, rather than what's imagined or what's feared. And you're training your body to shift from any autopilot habits to being right here, right now, and not relying on guesswork or shortcuts, so that your intuition and your full awareness are fully available to you. So let me run through a typical process of getting centered and balanced. In this moment, check your posture. Are you standing straight with your shoulders back, or is your body pushing forward, slouching or leaning into what's in front of you? Do you tend to lean to one side or another? Is your weight evenly distributed over your feet? Are your shoulders hunched or drawn in, as if you were protecting yourself or letting your chest cave in? If you notice any of these things, these habits of posture, they can keep you from being open and from seeing clearly, or simply being able to stand your ground if you meet with something unexpected. So whatever you've just noticed that might be keeping you from standing in a strong and grounded way, simply make the adjustments and then notice how much differently you feel. And then here's another question. Where is your center of gravity? Is it in your head where all that talking goes on? Or is it in some combination of your head and neck and shoulders? Are you consumed by your thoughts, or do you enjoy just talking to yourself, hearing your voice in there, so that less attention is available to what your body's telling you about your surroundings? Are your shoulders habitually up around your ears? Does your body hold tension consistently in the same places? So if you can notice this, or if you're not sure, use your intention to bring your center of gravity down from your head by tapping or pressing that part of your abdomen that's about an inch or so below your navel. Just a touch so that you know you're there, and bring your energy down. And you may know this in martial arts. Stability is created by lowering your center of gravity to the belly. Once you've done that, take a moment and bring a wave of relaxation from the top of your head all the way down to your toes. And here's a third question. How expanded or contracted is your ability to sense what's around you? Do you feel like you're one big eye of awareness that sees only what's in front of it, like a telescope, and then everything else is just in darkness or out of focus. You can change this. So, using the power of your attention, imagine your awareness as a form of knowing that isn't dependent exclusively on what you see in front of you. In fact, just take a few moments to expand your awareness in a 360-degree rotation. With your eyes softly focused ahead, project your awareness below you. You're already aware of what's in front of you. Project it below you. And notice how that instantly grounds you and connects you to information, whether at first you can clearly recognize it or not. Now, project your awareness behind you. How far can you project it? And just use your intention and move your awareness as far behind you and as widely behind you as you'd like. And just notice what you notice. Then finally, move your attention above you, just like it were a beam of light. It's going to be exposing an information not normally available to your logical left brain mind, but that your nervous system in your body is able to read. So just go as far as you'd like for a moment, noticing what you notice, whether it's sensations in your body, your gut sense of things. It's up to you. And then take a measure of how you are being in the world. How is your body being here? It should be different from what it was before we began. More flexible, more present, more relaxed, and more ready for what may come. It only takes a few moments to do this, so you can practice it anytime and anywhere, in the middle of a conversation, before an important event, after a difficult situation, when you're in unfamiliar surroundings. And one more reminder, try to keep track of your experiences as you center and balance yourself in different contexts and at different times of the day. And then let's compare notes. Thanks.